We beginnen de service bij zingen nummer 10. De first. In the fullness of thy grace, to thy house I will repair. Bouwen door thy holy place, fear, will worship there. Number 10, the first and the last stanza. We first will read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his heir, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, the first part, John 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, who sees the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, give you for the first time or by renewing the light of his countenance, the love of the Father, through Christ Jesus in his precious blood, and in the communion of the Holy Ghost, that comfort that remains with us forever and ever. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord remember us in thy condescending mercy, in thy loving kindness, in thy beloved Son, in whom thou art well pleased. We are still with one another in the land of living and in the day of salvation. And privilege to come up in this morning hour of this beautiful Sabbath day, under the preaching of thy word and the ministration of that holy sacrament that thou hast instituted for thy church, O Lord Jesus Christ. Remember us in mercy, thou knowest perfectly our state and our condition. Thou knowest all our needs and all our wants. Thou knowest who unworthy that we are in ourselves. No right to any blessings, no worthy to enter into our roof. But, O Lord, remember us in that precious blood and in that perfect righteousness merited by Christ Jesus, the only hope and the only expectation for a poor, sinful, and empty sinner. View us in Him who is the life, the way, and the truth, in whom is everything what we need to live in comfort and to die in peace. Oh, that thy people in this morning hour may see the King in His beauty, and that thou wilt manifest thyself in the breaking of bread. Oh, Lord, stay not far away from us, but come graciously in our midst and in our heart, and give thy dear people the desire of their heart. Oh, that everything may be taken place in the fear of thy holy name, that it may please thee to remember us, that those that have no right, that they stay away from this table, and that they not take the bread of the children, if it never was in their heart, as an heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, the living God. That we not deceive our poor soul, for that great and ever-ending eternity, but Lord, make a truth in the inward parts of our heart, that sinners be comforted in this morning, that they may see something of that privilege of thy people who are invited to come and to eat of the bread and to drink of that wine, that they have communion with Christ and communion which is everlasting, which is forever and ever. Oh Lord, strengthen thy people, uncover the false foundations, comfort sinners, and those that have so much strife, oh Lord, that it may please thee to break it as in their heart, and that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he give him freedom and liberty, may it dwell with thyself, with all thy churches, with all thy people, with all thy servants over the length and over the breadth of the world, under the heathens and under that Jewish people, that thy kingdom come in our heart and in our families and in our midst, and that all to the honor and the glory of thy precious name, strengthen also us in this Sabbath day. Lord, thou knowest what we stand in need of, but help us by renewing, gladdened our heart, given crumb from this master's table, some provision to go on through the desert and wilderness of this world, all the sick and afflicted, those who are home and came home, also that boy, remember in mercy and in compassion that old father who is now in the hospital to be operated. We commend them all at thy throne, with all those that laying sick in robes, look upon them from an eye. And God, could it be, Lord, sanctify all the means to their heart, and remember the boys in the service and in Vietnam and some who is on his way. Oh Lord, the needs and wants are great and many. but supply it and strengthen us together. May thy word precious to our soul. Stay not away from us in this day, but Lord, come in our heart, in our midst, and glorify thy name and thy power in our soul, supplying the needs and the wants of all the widows, orphans and widows, and those who are with us after so many weeks and months who were not able to come. Oh, may it well, and give us thy blessing, pardoning all our sins and all our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Numbers 2:29. 2:29, your offering will now be taken first for the church and afterwards for our school. How lovely, Lord of hosts, to me the tabernacles of thy grace. Numbers 229. My text for this morning is by renewal in Luke 14, verse 23, that my house may be filled. This verse. We have heard, beloved congregation, the last week that Christ had given to his servants that commission to compel those especially that are on the highways and behind the hedges, that they have to compel them to come in, to take away all their objections, to break all their opposition against to coming in. And now the purpose to compel them, that is, that my house may be filled. We read in regard to the house mentioned here in this text, in Isaiah 56, that the Lord shall give his people a name and a place in his house better than of sons and of daughters. in his house that is in the visible church, of course, but in that visible church is comprehended the invisible church. And now in that invisible church, the Lord will give his people a name and a place there. We have also a text in John 14 that Christ declares there, in the house of my Father, there are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. But of course, the house of my Father that is there, especially heaven, is mentioned there. That is just the house that is above this world. And now that house here in this world, that is his church, the church elected by the Father, purchased by Christ, and sanctified by the Holy Ghost. That is that church, that true church. And of course, in the Word of God, that house that had in the Bible different meanings. In 1 Peter 2, you read about a spiritual house. It is so different as the houses that we know, because it is only that people with spiritual life that are brought into that house and that are gathered into that house. It is, as you read in another place, it is a pleasure house, because the Lord, he had pleasure in his people. And there, as you read in the Word of God, he delights to dwell there. It is a house of treasures, on account of all the treasures that there are in for the true church, for God's people, riches, and all kind of what they need to live in comfort and to die in peace. And in the Song of Solomon, then you read about a magazine house. That means that all kind of instruments and all kind of weapons that they use here in the warfare, that you can find there. And of course, there is also provision in that house. You can find there everything to the refreshment, to the rejoicing for God's children. That is the reason that you also read in the Song of Solomon that the king has brought me in the banquet house, and there he feeds his people. There he takes care for them. He also covers them and restores them. He also cures them, because there are so many afflictions, and there are so many infirmities, because it is even not possible that we can explain everything what goes on in the heart and in the life of God's people here in this world. But now that text that said that my house be filled, All the seats which are in that house that must be filled. And the world shall never come to an end before that all the seats are filled. That is the number of all the elect. That is the number of all those saints. That is the number of all that people upon whom that the Lord has looked from all eternity. And they have to be gathered and united with the Lord Jesus Christ, that my house be filled. And I have read to you this morning, John 10. And of course, in this short time this morning, I cannot mention everything to you. But let that only statement, congregation, for the welfare of your never dying soul, let that one statement be enough. That if we never have entered through that straight gate of godly sorrow and never have entered through that straight gate, that we were without God in the world and unhappy. You read in the Bible that Saul on the way of Damascus, he had not eaten bread in 3 days. In 3 days. And now I will not give that to say, oh, we need the same thing. But, what I will emphasize is that people, they must have some knowledge. Some knowledge that they were standing outside of. And that we were worthy to be cast in hell. And people, if you miss that, if you are missing that, there is no room here on this table this morning. And I hope that this warning, that shall be enough. That shall be enough, because time and again there is coming people that are missing that. We know we are not knowing the heart of men, but we would well eens hear something of it, if it was true. If those people were silent, the stones they were would talk about. And if the principle, I talk not about justification and sanctification and the spirit of adoption this morning, no. But the only thing what I will say is this is the principle. The principle of the work, is it in our heart, people? Is it in our heart? The principle. And even that it not is all every day, but that there are moments that he can say, Lord, you can look into my heart. And thou knowest that I love you. Tis true, they say sometime in my heart, you cannot say you love the Lord, but love the Lord you. That happens, all those things, but is the principle of the work of the Lord in our heart. It is not Mazo, it is the Lord's Supper, and we go there. No congregation. But it is an holy Lord's Supper. And think about the boys of Aaron. When they offered strange fire, then the Lord, he killed them. And he is the same God who can do that at the present time. That my house be filled, all that people. That I say, Lord, I am laying outside of it. And oh, I think there is never a chance for me to come in. I am such a big sinner. From the sole of my feet to the crown of my head, it is all sins and it is all iniquities. It is all wretchedness. And I am full of unbelief. I am full of doubts. I don't know what to think about myself, but compel him to bring him in. That my house be filled. God's servants, they have, in other words, they have to pick him up and to bring him there. So, in the ministration and in the preaching of God's holy word, and to talk to that people and to speak to them, to comfort them, and to open that way that is in Christ Jesus for such wretched and sinful creatures, for those that cannot believe it of himself, that there is a way for them. But come in. Yeah, there is a one, he said, oh boy, if you know what lay behind me, if you know what lays behind me for so many years, oh, people, even what lays behind you, if you are privileged to come here to Christ, then all the bygones and bygones are laid behind you. And it is, come and eat of my bread and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Oh, there's nothing in the way, people, nothing, no. Christ is imperfect Savior. He had taken care on Calvary for everything. For everything, people. You can have a mountain of objections, and there are. Much more than I ever can say to you, and congregation, if you have nothing, there is no room for you this morning. I say it straight in your face, there is not room. But if you have nothing else than objections, and nothing else than struggles, and nothing else than wretchedness, and nothing else than opposition and enmity and blindness and unbelief and indwelling sins and besetting sins, and nothing else as blindness, and that you say, it cannot be for me. It cannot be for me. Here is room. And then, oh, I hope for that people. I hope for that people that it was all taken away. All taken away. And that they receive as a crumb freedom and liberty to come as we are. As we are, people. Not to sit there down and to say, I shall I shall recover myself as a leper. I shall wash myself as first. No, even the house of the Lord, that isn't washing house. There isn't fountain open for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem against sin and uncleanness of people. I shall must stop and because otherwise it become it too long this morning. But, oh, congregation, let I now bring it us back to this one thing. If you have no objections and you have nothing, come not here this morning. Come not here. But if you have now nothing else than complaints, and nothing else than emptiness, and nothing else than guilt and sin, and but of nothing else than to condemn yourself and to justify and glorify the Lord. And as we spoke in this week unto the ear, please put me as a seal upon thy heart and a seal upon thine arm. The necessity to know Christ and the necessity to receive Christ. There is no objection then in the way, people. There you can come. And I hope you come. Even that they would say to you, if you go there, you die there by that chair. It happens. That takes all place, but come. Step it over. If there ever was a yard, give me Jesus ere I die. Come, as you are. And then you shall find out what we now sing together out of 69. And then in the meantime, the collection for the school will be there. The habitation of thy house is ever my delight. 69. Are we ready to forum for the administration of the Lord's Supper? Strengthen us also by this holy supper in the Catholic undoubted Christian faith, whereof we make confession with our mouth and heart, saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, that we may be now fed with the true heavenly bread, Jesus Christ Jesus. Let us not cleave with our hearts unto the external bread and wine, but lift them up on high in heaven, where Christ Jesus our advocate at the right hand of his heavenly Father, whither all the articles of our faith lead us, not doubting, but we shall as certainly be fed and refreshed in our souls through the working of the Holy Ghost, with his body and blood, as we receive the holy bread and wine in remembrance of him. We will sing now number 367, the fourth stanza, 367. Thou, the Lord, hast chosen Zion, thou hast ever loved her well. And what follows, number 367, the fourth stanza. Christ said in that same parable in Luke 14 about the feast that Zacharias prepared by a certain man. All things are ready, and all things are ready. That means in first place that the Father made ready everything from eternity, that the Son made everything ready in the time of his flesh, and that the Holy Spirit also made everything ready in the hearts of his people. And you have heard, I shall not add many words to it, not necessarily. But you have heard, but it not necessarily celebrate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will save on earth, and that is now enough for the evening. If you love me, you keep my commandments. That is what I have to say.
The land and our hearts. And that before thee. And if we see nothing else in this moment, let us plead against thy grace. But with love sticking in the right hand of this God, all our hope and all our expectations for time and for eternity. Amen. With the permission today, that it's the come to you, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Take and let me give you. Dead body and broken for those that must be broken for death. And how to realize that for our own heart that we are good enough to be cast away. May that grace that opening. But let Christ and his righteousness is our only hope, and where we shall glorify him. Oh, we cannot take anything of ourselves. But heaven may give them unto us out of that free and suffering grace. And there it is for hungry and thirsty souls, all that can see, with the heart, the hand upon the heart, if Jesus be like that, the Lord shall give the petition of the healing, and he shall give the desire of the faithful God, and God do not know yet and only, but do God for day and age in his beloved Son Jesus Christ. And may we not believe that he gave you an apprentice of sin, that his time is come, that we shall eat with grace of the state. Let knowing know that so differently as here, because the Lord speaks in his word about the round thing. There is nothing that shall hinder us, no. And then we are delivered of ourselves, and that is the greatest deliverance. Is so different with us as with the Lord, because he said, if we were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fault is there. But we are empty, and we can lay our hand upon nothing. But it is so with the Lord that will give us everything out of his soul. God of blessing makes people let that they become union with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Drink all of it, and that we may do it in remembrance of him. Christ, he had said that my heart before, and and he is the one that gathered his people by his word and by his strength. That is the one of whom we read in Zeal in Isaiah 42, that he shall light lead the blind in ways that they have not known, and in fact that they have not known, and that all the crooked things and all the darkness shall be taken away by him. And then he said, I am doing this, and I shall never leave, and I shall never forsake you. And now for that people that is left by that Spirit, for the people the Lord makes careful. He strengthens his inheritance when they are weak, and he gives grace to rest away again. Because the Lord is for his people not a wilderness and a death, no. But there shall be times and moments in the life that the joy of the Lord is the strength of God. And we have, for time and again, we have the evidence of that in our heart and life, and in the life of God's people too. We have something of that Friday afternoon in a little place, deep and far in Canada, where I have to visit a young lady for another reason. But then that woman that spoke about the love of God has put up in her. And she said, oh, I am tired of myself and tired of the world and tired of everything. And she said, I have only one desire, and that is to be the truth. And if that now is our life hope, and of course people can say so much, but if it looks a hope, not in people that may not be so much, but all that goes so deep in it, they meet really. And I know that they know that they know one hope, that they know one, because the world shall know that they are a sheep left by the Lord. And when you look up from the east or from the west and from the north and the south, it's all the same thing over and over. And it is all the desire after the Lord and after that communion and after that fellowship with him, because the Lord he had laid that meat upon their heart and upon their soul. And by day and by night, oh, I think if it is to a young people, they have not done it before they did it, they follow what they say. They do lay on your knees and they do say, oh Lord, give me a token for now in this day. All that I see now, that friendly face, and give me a token of your love and your faith. Oh, if it goes about myself, then it can be. But thou hast known from all eternity that I was not, and that I shall be never anything. You have known from eternity, but the wretched one I am. Oh, yeah, not disappointed with me. But you have loved me with the love of God. You have known that I never could give anything back to you. But as I have all in my empty hand, and so dry, and so also loved, and so fruitful, that you have said to me, that you may not know all in the world so righteous as I am. Not the one that has so been thrown with me. But then we are not like this. Oh, Lord, here we are on the back of the people, if I am not totally not, then that breath he is all I know for my soul. And then it is from the depths of my heart I love. Ever, because you have loved me first, I have no love in the I have nothing at energy, but you have loved me, and that overpowering love. And if that over fallen will have been out there, not the lonely little, if that lonely that I love you, and all if that they know right people, we can't come them ourselves, but all that is strength of God in this moment, that the love of Christ and the love of God, that the teacher ever left to us, ever can ever be left, the Lord here to sing. And he shall then he soon lay out of death. Oh, then he shall be the same. And then he must promise eternal people, all his people. And now they can make you afraid that they may be. He shall not fear the Lord before you. Maybe. You shall blot all tribulation before them. And ye shall be forsaken of him in the hour of the Lord. No, he has promised never to forsake and ever to leave him. Because in both of his hands he had increased them. And all the world shall be full, that the strength of our heart, and that the prayers in that need, and in our sin go from this table to our feet. But he will say, light and truth, my very attendance, and thou forth to be my guest, that till thy holy mouth ascending high in thee, thy house of thy number one breath be the first heaven.
We are all left over from the house of soul. We are all enemies, all of us.
And we are all there. If the Lord cast us away, our own life is present and our position is true. But they should not be one in the room. They have love to cry from the cross of Calvary over all men, over all powers of heaven, and over all principalities. You don't know who people are to do in your life. You are so infinite. You are changed into the wonder to sink away on you. But all that grace is grace. He triumphed over all those powers, and he is sitting on the right hand of his Father. For that people, he suffered and he died. And for that people, he had opened the day to escape the wrath of God, and to break all that enmity and all that blessings, and to give his love in them. It's no one left over you, no one. For you are all strangers, and less wishes, and no desire. Desiring to go your own way to that eternal domination. Is it not wrong or not wrong? Shall we deny or shall we profess and confess? Then he shall grow with his feet. The rest that break has not with you. That day to come to you, if the Lord please rest. Fountain of life, and in thy right seal. The cup of blessing that we bless, that take it from you, may the Lord please bless. Drink of it, and that we may do a remembrance of it. From us, there is nothing to remember than sin and then our righteousness. To remember the life, more or less, that was to disarm the Lord. But with his life that is to give, the third of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no action, and he has no original sins. But his whole life that was in the fear of his family, the devil could not touch him. You know, we are touching it there and then. There it is, and there it is. And probably, and politely, and passively, very many things. But his life was holy. And now he has given himself into death for his people. All that they receive life and immortality, and that they hear by word and sacrament may receive the assurance that the Lord shall never be wroth to them and ever redeem them, but that he shall love them with the love of the Lord. I hope that in all of your heart is true. I hope, Why not? If we love God, then we love our neighbor. And then it will be in gladness, and gladness that all of you will come. And that the Lord give those in whose heart is something of freedom and liberty. Because there is no other name given to them but by that we must be saved. And he ever had to care to be able to take a fruit and a friend. The company that we shall sit with Abraham, with Isaac and Jacob, round about the proud day of the land. Where no destruction shall be, and no enmity, and no strife, and no strife. But that the Lord shall be all and every home, that may all be filled, go to the last seat, to the last seat. And then, when all those seats are filled, there shall be all poor sinners, who have nothing at all, but for whom is Jesus Christ at all. And that may be our strength and our hope and comfort. When we now sing together the last things of love and peace, and then shaken out of them, God, may come to you. Ever follow number 120, the last things.
beloved in the Lord, since the Lord has now fed our souls at this table, let us therefore jointly praise his holy name with thanksgiving. And everyone say in his heart, thus bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with love and kindness and tender mercies. The Lord is merciful and gracious, he is slow to anger and plenty is in mercy. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him, who has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, and given us all things with him. Therefore, God commendeth therewith his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified in his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Therefore shall my mouth and heart show forth the praise of the Lord from this time forth forevermore. Amen. Let us close with thanksgiving, and afterward we sing the doxology. O Almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast of thine infinite mercy given thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal. And that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, should institute and ordain this holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.